This is the VOA Special English Development Report. A new report says the illegal killing of rhinos for their horns is increasing in Africa and Asia. Rhinoceros poachers are killing an estimated 2 to 3 of the rare animals each week. Experts say demand in Asia, especially Vietnam and China, currently drives most trade in rhino horns from southern Africa. The horns are often used to make traditional medicines or handles for dagger knives. The report is from the International Union for the Conservation of Nature and an organization known as TRAFIC. Most African rhino poaching is in Zimbabwe and South Africa. Experts found that 210 rhinos were illegally killed in South Africa in the last 3 years. The estimate for Zimbabwe is 235. The situation threatens gains made in its rhino populations in the 1990s. In the last 2 years, only 6 people were found guilty of poaching charges out of 41 arrested. In 2001, 68% of African rhino horns entering illegal trade were recovered. By this year, 9 out of 10 were heading to Asian markets without interference. The report says poaching and illegal horn trade has increased in South Africa, even with new measures against it. Adding to the problem, poachers today are more skilled at killing rhinos, and not only with guns. They also use quieter methods, like veterinary drugs, poison, and crossbows. An international agreement on protecting endangered animals and plants provides for sport hunting of white rhinos in Africa. But the horns often enter illegal markets. Not all the news is bad, however. The report notes that rhino populations are increasing in some areas. These include both white rhinos and black rhinos in the wild in Africa. Africa had an estimated 17,000 white rhinos and 4,000 black rhinos as of 2 years ago. Current estimates for Asia are around 3,000 rhinos. But even with poaching, growth is reported in some areas of India and Nepal. Wildlife activists are urging governments to do more to fight rhino poaching. The report was presented to the organization known as CITES. CITES is the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora. The next conference of countries that are parties to the agreement is in March in Doha, Qatar. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by June Sims. I'm Steve Ember.